Looking back at 2024 and ahead to 2025, one of the most important ingredients, I think, in the success of North Texas is a robust real estate market, especially commercial real estate market. Tom Lynn has been watching this forever, for almost 40 years. He literally grew up in the business. He is the chairman of NAI, Robert Lynn, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. I think both you and we had our training meeting with all the agents last week and started out by reminding everybody how lucky we all are to be in DFW. I mean, I believe this is the best market in the country, and who knows about the rest of the world, but it is we are continually blessed to be in DFW.
You know, is it still like that? Do you think it is going forward? Because I've been reading articles about, and really, it's usually couched with small and regional banks that may have exposure to commercial real estate. And the sense is that some of the readjustments on the loans will come back to bite them. And, you know, we still have an awful lot of vacant office buildings.
Well, but it's really no different than what. So, yes, I still believe this is the hottest market in the country. And I mean, across the phases of office, retail, and industrial, at least. Yeah, I mean, there are loan issues, but my goodness, the people from Florida and the people from California, let's talk about loan issues as they flock here.
Is that right? Yes. It's much worse there, you think?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Tell me about the retail market. It really seems vibrant. I mean, these big box stores disappear, and I see the big boxes filled with new big boxes are cut into smaller boxes. That seems to be fairly robust.
Yeah, but it's real positive. We just don't see the dark, see-through retail buildings that we saw a year or two or coming out of COVID, right? I mean, it is a hot market. I mean, restaurants continue to struggle, but then every time one goes out of business, two add. So, I believe it's a really good market for retail, both on the leasing and on the acquisition.
You know, I'm curious about office, too. Maybe that'll be the big story of 2025. I was surprised AT&T coming out and mandating that all of their employees, and they got a lot of them here,
right,
be in the office 5 days a week. That sort of gives other employers cover to require the same thing, I would think.
Absolutely. Being blessed in Dallas and Fort Worth, we've had CEOs saying that for the last few years. And for finally now the big corporate CEOs to come out and mandate that is fantastic for our business. But again, just remember, David, it's really, you and I talked about this, I don't know, 6 months ago or earlier in the year. The office market is really great with quality product. It's tight, the rents are high, the vacancy's low. It's just the buildings that are not well-placed buildings that are struggling. So it's not fair to say our market's struggling. You've got the haves and the have-nots, and the have-nots are buildings that I don't know what's ever going to happen to some of these buildings that are inefficient and poorly located, But that will be the next development. Will we start seeing those being torn down? The numbers don't make sense right now as far as new office to do that, but there'll be something there. But our office market is healthy today.
You know, I actually was talking to somebody today who said they were driving along George Bush, and I think it was out near the parkway. They were knocking down an office building. I said, well, you know, it can't be that old, but obviously somebody wants the real estate.
Right. Yeah, no, there is that. The uses today that just can justify that are data centers, obviously, are the hottest product in the real estate world. And they are changing, data center are changing the values of land across the Metroplex. We sold a huge tract of land, a 130-acre tract of land in Alliance Airport last year. And the price per square foot was off the charts, but it was off the charts because there was a data center that was willing to pay several million dollars more.
Wow.
But the area did not want a data center. So we're seeing that all over. And if the location is ripe for a data center, yeah, I think you'll see office buildings be knocked down.
You know, the other thing that I think will be intriguing is we're beginning to see these financial centers pop up. And I mean massive, too. The Wells Fargo has 22 acres. They're building two 10-story buildings. And those buildings out in Las Colinas are going to come online later on in the year. And you would think there'd be a lot of vendors that would show up around them trying to sell things to them. And the same thing with Bank of America going into Clyde Warren Park, Goldman Sachs, you know, is I guess about to come out of the ground next to Perot. And JP Morgan Chase is a factor here already.
Yeah, I think all that is the things that we've realized and had success in, again, being in this market with the central time zone and DFW Airport and the low taxing, all the reasons people are in Dallas and in Texas, the financial market, financial institutions are realizing that too. This Y'all Street thing that is going to happen in Dallas, the new, you know, in your business, where the financial, we're going to be trading in Dallas-Fort Worth. I there's a lot of buzz about this being the new Wall Street. And I'm pretty excited about the potential of also how that's going to revive downtown Dallas.
Yeah, I think so. And like I say, the interesting thing is these major moves to see who moves in wanting to be near them.
Right.
So do you hear any rumors, any major relocations pending out there? We've still got space. I mean, you know, Valley View is still available, for example.
Oh, man, that makes me cry every time I drive by Valley View, which is right out my window. Grew up on that mall. I cannot imagine the incompetence of the group that bought that and cannot turn that into the next great thing. But yeah, David, that's a great point on who's going to move out near these big relocations. No different than some of the big relocations we've done on the just in the office side. What are all their vendors that will relocate? But as far specifically, no, sir, I cannot. We may be working with a few of the smaller groups, but I can't think of any major ones that are going to come follow yet. But I'll bet you they will.
Meanwhile, as I look at a few of the big boxes and some of the storefronts that come available, it makes me stop and think, how many pickleball courts can this area support, do you think?
Yep. I mentioned to you, we've done several pickleball deals representing landlords and tenants for that. And I can't imagine that isn't a bust market happening. But boy, I'll tell you, people sure love it.
Tom Lynn is chairman of the NAI Robert Lynn Group and has his finger on everything real estate in the area and has for a long time. It's good to have you with us.
Yeah, God bless you again. Thank you, whoever put me here in this city. We're very fortunate.
We wish you a great 2025, too. For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.